this is Katie.
And this is Ani.
And this is
Not Okay Cupid,
where I take Ani through the tumultuous and, interesting world of dating.
Yeah, I would say it's getting interesting. I would say most times it's very uninteresting and horribly boring. But sometimes, you know, even my mom loves to say this phrase, even the donkey played the flute once. I guess it makes more sense in Spanish, maybe, but
who's the donkey in this scenario?
Oh, I would assume I would be the donkey for sure, right?
Okay, but why are you playing the flute?
Oh, like another. Okay, so the story is that like there was a guy that claimed that his donkey played the flute, and what you come to find out is that what he did was he had set up the flute beneath the donkey's mouth. So at some point, just by sheer breathing, the donkey played the flute.
Oh, it played the flute.
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so just by
continuing
going on
to
a
try,
date,
essentially. Yeah, exactly.
You're dating.
Exactly. Even okay. A horrible dater can at least go on one good date every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Okay. I like the optimism of that. And let's be honest, with how insane 2020 is, it's okay if something's boring, you know, because, God, at least something's boring.
I guess you're right about that, that I should take that into account, that it's better to be boring than to be horrible and life-threatening or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So I guess catch us up, because our last episode, we interviewed a friend of yours,
uh-huh.
And, we haven't really talked since then. We kind of slowed a little bit just because, I think COVID spiked a little bit.
Uh-huh.
It made dating a little hard. So,
yeah,
it's been a while.
It has been a while. And I feel like there's, I guess, quite a bit to catch up on. Me and said person who was on the last episode, we actually ended up talking a lot over the phone. Obviously, he lives in Austin, so it wasn't like, oh, yeah, come on over, you know. So it did become like a lot more of like, you know, FaceTime stuff, like getting to know each other over the phone. It got fairly intimate in terms of, I would say, like, conversations fairly quickly. I don't know if it was because my guard was down as well, because he lived in a different city, that there was a part of me that kind of felt like, I don't know, like, I guess more open in some way. I also think...
Yeah, you were kind of like, fuck it, right? Like, what could actually happen?
Exactly. And I also think that like a little bit of it was, you know, I'm missing Texas a lot these days, especially this year, I would say. And so there's been this part of me that like liked to talk about those things with him. And we just had really great chemistry. So I will say that, like, unlike many of the people I think I've dated, I think him and I had really, really good chemistry going. We got each other's jokes,
right. All
that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty obvious when we interviewed on the podcast that you guys had a lot in common and that, you know, that he was definitely someone that could be interesting to you. I am noticing that you're using past tense.
I am.
So
I am. we basically got to a point where I was realizing that I think that, you know, he kind of revealed a lot in the upfront, like in that interview, which I think like was probably set. I should have maybe recognized it then. But, you know, he's definitely not in a place, right, to really take any relationship seriously, and not a fault of him. And I don't I also don't think he meant it maliciously or like was aware of it, but not, you know what I mean? Like, I think that like,
yeah,
I think that I just realized in like having conversations with him that like I don't think he's fully over the sort of the divorce of, you know, all that stuff. I think that does take more time, and I think especially in mm-hmm. his case probably needs more time. And mm-hmm. on top of that, I think that the distance thing was a really big one, because you know, I obviously understood that like he was dating other people, I was going to be dating other people, all that stuff, right? Like we're not sort of like doing that sort of like pen pal
Like, we're waiting for each other, promise ring.
Exactly. Like, that was never the case, right? But I think that I found myself getting a little, like, sort of not, I guess I just found myself, like, realizing that I was on my way to getting very hurt because, like, he continued to keep talking about, like, the other women in his life. And that made me really uncomfortable after a while.
I think, like, we kind of set that precedent with, like, recording him on the podcast, and for him to continue to do that probably felt natural. When you guys first started talking, did you say something like, it's fine, I don't care? Or did you set limits?
I did at first. I was like, no, I understand you're dating other people. It's fine, right? I think it's another thing to, like, talk about it. And I think that it makes, like the longer we talked, the more intimate it started to feel, the more it started to bother me. You know what I mean? And I think that that's natural to happen. Like, I think that's why, in my opinion, like, yes, I understand that, like, there are different models of dating, but I think that, like, as individuals, you have to make, you know, a call at some point of, like, what works for you. And if you have a jealousy issue kind of thing, like, then, like, open dating isn't for you, right? Like, then monogamy is something that, like, and I found myself getting very, like, not jealous, I don't think it's the word jealousy, but, like, very much sort of, like, feeling like I wasn't that important, I guess. I don't know. It's a weird thing, but
that's,
like,
fair.
You know what I mean? Like, it kind of made me feel crappy.
I don't think it's weird at all. I think for a few reasons. I think it's very easy to have a casual relationship. Like, that's one thing. But I think, as women, once we start to connect with someone emotionally, you're going to have feelings.
Yeah.
And you can't deny that. I mean, I'm not saying that some women can't cut that off, but I'd say the majority of people, once you connect on that level, like, it's the way it is. You can't fight it, you know? And I also think you know what you want. So for you to start to invest in this a little bit and then to hear from someone else that they're talking to other people, it kind of devalues you a little bit. And I'm sure he didn't mean that intentionally. It's just, I could see it coming off that way.
Totally. You know? Yeah. I also think that we crammed a lot in a very short amount of time. Like, it went from like, we were just kind of casually texting here and there to, like, we were, like, texting nearly every day, calling each other every other day kind of thing. So I think the intimacy part felt very quick. And then, but the dating life didn't catch up to that in the same, like, amount of time. So it felt very, like, it felt a little bit of, like, a mind fuck for me. And I got to that place where I was like, I know where this is. It's almost like, have you seen Queen's Gambit yet?
Yeah, of course I have.
Where she's like looking at the board and then all the pieces start
moving. She's moving all the pieces in her head.
Yes. Yeah. I was like Queen's Gambiting, like, my dating future kind of thing where I was like, oh shit. Like, because he was supposed to come over. Like, he was supposed to come to New York and we were supposed to, like, have, like, a couple days together and, like, really hash this out and whatever. And
you have to back up. You can't just, like, drop that.
We had basically decided, like, I would say a couple of weeks in of, like, we should see if this is, like, a real thing or not, right? Like,
And
you won't really, I think that, like, yes, phone calls, Zoom meet the ups, all those things, they're great, right? But, like, there's something about being in person, like, you understand each other way more. And you can really see if you're actually, like, if there is something there. And so we were planning for that. And subsequently, he was supposed to come, I think, literally 2 weeks ago. Jesus, I don't even know how long it's been now. Time is no, like, I feel like Matthew McConaughey.
No,
time is a construct, right?
It doesn't matter.
And he ended up canceling because he was feeling a little under the weather and we didn't want to take a chance that it could have been COVID, all that stuff. Ended up not being COVID. He was just had like a head cold or whatever. And he was fine. Got tested, all of that stuff. Totally good. But the next time he had called and we had had the conversation again, he brought up like other women again. And I was like, oh, I see it. Like, all of a sudden, all the little chess pieces moved in front of me, and I was like,
yeah, you Beth Harmoned it.
I did. Totally. And I knew that him coming here meant that it was going to take us to another level, right? And I was like,
well, you were to have feelings.
Yes.
You were going to have feelings. You already did. I mean,
I already did, to be honest. But, like, I couldn't, I knew that, like, that I was still able to walk away from this and be like, good. Like, maybe, like, bummed, well, but not, like, oh, like, heartbroken or anything like that. You know what I mean? But, like...
Well, what scared you about having the feelings? Was it just that because you didn't think that he was in a place to match where you were?
I think it's because I knew he would never be in a place anytime soon. I think that eventually, one day, okay, probably, right? Like, but
yeah,
the fact that he was still talking about his ex in a way that didn't seem immediately like it was over... I don't know how to explain totally. That, but, like, it wasn't like a, he, like, at times wouldn't even talk about her in the past tense, like my ex, he would say my wife, right? And that to me says, like, either, even on a subconscious level, it's, you're telling me that you're not, you haven't moved on from that. You know what I mean? So if I already know that about you and I can be reasonable right now about it, right? Without being like the girl that's like, yeah, but you don't understand. You know what I mean? Like, I can right now look at it and see the chess pieces moving and be like, oh, I know where this is heading and it's not heading anywhere good. Yeah.
I'm gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I will say, like, I agree. It doesn't sound from the things that you have told me that he had moved on. It also sounded like he was dropping hints about other women, which I don't think is appropriate. Even if you say it is, I don't think as a gentleman that that's something that you do. But I do think divorce is a tough situation.
Totally.
And I don't know if everyone in that situation is truly ever over the person. I just do think there are degrees of it. And I think to your point, still calling her his wife is very telling.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that I don't think that you should ever not date someone that's divorced, because I think there's different degrees of it. But from everything that you told me, he wasn't in a place where he was ready to be with just one person, and you are. So
totally.
I think that's the bottom line.
It's
like, you're not looking to fuck around.
Which, by the way, like, what a mind fuckery this whole dating thing is. Because when you think about, like, okay, percentages of people you find attractive, like, let's cut that down to 30% of the population. And that's, by the way, like you are a horn dog, right? 30% of the population you find attractive. And
a horn dog.
Yeah. Like, you'll fuck, like, whatever, amazing, right? So that's right. Attraction. And then after that comes, like, okay, well, is there a chemistry there? Like,
geography.
Let's have it, right?
Yeah.
Then geography, have that, right? Then at the end of it all,
single,
it's like, oh, cool.
Single.
Like, let's go down all the fucking avenues. And then at the very end, it comes down to, like, but also, where are you in terms of, like, each other's timelines? Like, god damn it, dude. Really? Like.
I know. And I actually think that that's a really valid point. I think that it is very hard to find someone that you truly connect with. As we've had almost 2 years of this podcast, as you know, like, it is very easy to find someone physically attractive, but to have someone that you can truly carry on a conversation with and, you know, think about.
Yeah,
and
feel like that they get you as much as you get them. You know what I mean? Like, all of the stuffs.
Yeah. It's hard to find. And then to your point, to have the timelines match up, it's like, damn, you know,
uh-huh.
It's amazing how many people in this world get married. Like, if you think about it, just the numbers game.
I agree. But I will say, I mean, of the numbers of people that get married, like, obviously, like, you know, the divorce rate is high for a reason. Like,
yeah.
I think sometimes,
well,
you know, because on top of all that, people change, right? Like, you can't even, like,
yeah,
you can't even measure it in any kind of real way. It's all chance.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. I will say we're lucky, though, that we live in New York, where there are so many incredible people and different kinds of people coming here every day. And, like, it's really the best place, I think, to find love.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry that this happened, but I also feel like watching you over the past 2 years go through this dating thing, like, I think that this would have crushed you a lot more about a year ago.
Totally.
And
totally.
And I think I think it, this, you know, this hurt you, but you've been fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it, and not to say that like you didn't have feelings and you, you know, wanted this to work out. Cause I do think this would have been a good match if the timelines, you know, synced up.
Yeah.
But I think
different places
just
in our
seeing
lives.
You, how strong you've been through this is pretty awesome.
Thanks,
so.
Katie.
And you got right out there and you were like, swipe, fucking swipe, fucking swipe. You know, maybe not the fucking part, but swipe, swipe,
yeah,
swipe,
yeah.
swipe, swipe.
I'll get to the fucking part later. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
so,
I
like,
think I will say that
it's really telling of how much you opened your heart to this dating game.
Yeah, and I will say I think that, like, the thing that I like about the situation is that it showed me not so much my standards, but that what I'm looking for from a fundamental level is, like, more solidified, I guess, right? That I'm not like, yeah. Oh, okay, well, yeah, I guess we could just, like, keep this going because I like you. Like, no, like, I want these things. I want to have this type of commitment or relationship or whatever. And if you're not at a place where you can offer that, then I need to move on because I know I've played this game one too many times and I know where it's heading. You know what I mean? Like, and I think as women, we're always like, yeah, but he'll change. It's like, no, like, that's what is the definition of insanity? Like, do the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Like, it is that, like, at some point you have to go, oh, okay, he's not ready. And I am not in a place of waiting around to see it when he will be. Right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I feel kind of like, proud, I guess is the word
that
like I got
I
to
so
do
too.
That
so,
and stand up for myself, you know. And
so were you basically just like, this isn't gonna work out, and that was it?
Yeah, basically I was really upfront about everything and I told him exactly why. He was a total gentleman about it. Like, he was very fucking cool about everything. He understood, you know what I mean? Like, we had talked about it, all that stuff, and he, you know, like, it is what it is, you know what I mean? And it's like, well, you know, maybe some other time, like if life were different, maybe then, but like right now, like it's going to be a no for me, dog, you know?
Yeah, totally. In the words of the immortal Randy Jackson, it's
exactly.
Going to be a no for me, dog. But I do think that confirms a little bit of your end result, you know, like you're where you netted out, like by him just going, okay, and you know, I understand.
Yeah.
Like, that confirms it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's, I'm glad you guys were able to end it peacefully and, you know, move on from it.
Yeah.
So.
And I really do. I wish him all the luck and all that stuff. And, you know, I hope that, you know, I hope nothing but good things for him, but you know,
yeah,
it was,
I'm sure he feels the same.
Yeah, it was definitely just like a smarter move to walk away than to drag it out and then get to a place where we're angry and, you know, resenting.
Well, and you're hurt.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, or you're wasting time waiting for someone that's not ready.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bitch is 39. Yeah. I got to like move this along. You know what I mean? But
I know.
So
I'm about to pull into the 40 station myself. So
40. We should celebrate at Jay-Z's 40 Club, by the way, if it's still open after this pandemic. And of course, if they'll like let us in, you know what I mean? Because I've actually never been in it.
Yeah,
probably not.
Is it still cool? I mean, I don't know.
I have no idea.
Although I do love the idea of us rolling up and going, she's 40, I'm 40. Like, can we come in?
40. And they're like, no, you can't get in.
No, absolutely not.
No, and I can tell you why. Because you're 40 and you're 40.
Oh, God. We're like, we heard Jay-Z is here. Is that not the case?
We heard Jazzy's here. Speaking of the swiping, I did start swiping, chatting it up with some dudes. And one guy I did talk to, we were supposed to have a date. He flaked and then he flaked again. And it's funny because I was finally like, you know, the first time he flaked, I could tell that he understood that he had flaked, right? Because it was like, basically we were supposed to go out on Thursday of last week. I had called and said, hey, listen, my job might be going a little late. He had told me originally I'm free Tuesday to Thursday, right? And I said, let's do Thursday.
Okay.
Then I texted him. This was, by the way, Sunday that I texted him. And I said, you know what? Okay. Actually, Thursday might be tough because I know that I have a big, long meeting that day. So I might be tired after that. Would you still be open for Wednesday? And he said, well, I'm on call. I'm a bartender, so I'm on call that day. I don't know if that's going to be good for me. I was like, all right, fine. Then how about Tuesday? And he was like, yeah, I have like a project that I'm working on. And I was like, did you not fucking tell me like you were open Tuesday? So anyway, so I said, okay, fine. Then let's keep it to Thursday, right? And then later, and then the next day, Monday, I was like, hey, good news. My boss has said that like Thursday shouldn't go that late. So, you know, we're good to go. And he goes, yeah, I've got to work on that day though, on this project. And I was like, oh, okay. Right. And then he's like, but you know, like, I'm like, it's just that I work a lot. And he starts to come up with all this stuff. And he's like, oh. And like send me those like gifts where it's like kind of like a little bit like gaslighting me, like I was being the bitch, right? Even though he's the one that like had basically said no to three different days that we could go out that he told me he was available for, right?
This sounds complicated.
Yeah,
already.
Like he did like the little like it was like a little gif that like it's the awkward eyes kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm not mad if that's what you're thinking, but like, I have asked you, like, whatever. And he's like, well, let's do Sunday, blah, blah, blah. I was like, fine, Sunday. Let's do Sunday. Sunday, okay. Of course, I get the text of like, I'm sorry. Saturday, he was like texting me. I was like, so we're still good for tomorrow? And he goes, it all depends on how I feel. because you know I'll be coming off of working this double on Saturday and I'm just not sure if I'm gonna have the energy to go out on a date on Sunday. I didn't respond.
Oh, that's
I know
that's mean.
It's mean.
I mean, I'm just gonna straight up say it. I think it's mean.
Yes. And I was like, I didn't respond, to be honest, because I was like, fuck this guy. This guy's trash.
It's
right?
Just like saying you're not important to me to at least try, you know. And I totally. Know you guys don't know each other, but like you're a human being, you know, with a heart. So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't like that.
I don't like it either. So I didn't respond. Sunday, of course, I get the text then that he's like thinking I'm just gonna like sleep in today and kind of like whatever. Didn't respond again, right? Deleted his number, deleted him off the list, right? Moved on. Got a text yesterday. And it just said
Monday.
Today's Tuesday. Got a text yesterday, Monday, and he says, and it just says, hey, girl, hey. And it was a number. And then I was like, sorry, who dis? and he like said
did
his
you
name.
Know, did you know who it was?
I didn't, to be honest, because I had already deleted him off of the thing. And I had this rule now of like, I'm not going to enter in your name. Until you become
until
like
you
valid, right? valid
yeah.
to my life.
Oh man, amazing.
And so he's like, "Oh, blah blah, it's the bartender." And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I deleted your number. I just assumed that we were never gonna. I assumed that you weren't serious about hanging out, so I deleted your number." I think is what I said. And I know, but
cold blooded. But I like it.
But it's also like true, right? Like none of what I said
you're
was
right.
Like
it's not cold-blooded. It's just you're just standing up for yourself once again.
Exactly. And
to
then
someone that can't take an hour to come meet you for a drink.
Exactly. Like that is now the fourth date that you've said no to or flaked out on. You know what I mean? Like I gave you four different days of my fucking time. Not one of those works for you. Including the day that you're actually free, but you're apparently too tired, like, then you don't have time for it, right? Like, then you don't have time to date and stop wasting people's time, like, talking to them on the apps if you have absolutely no intention on actually meeting anybody because your schedule is so crazy. I get it. New York is a crazy fucking city, and we all got to work hard, but do not waste other people's time, right?
Well, I would say there's also ways to do it as well, to be like, I'm really sorry, Annie, I'm having a really tough week, but I can meet you next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Does that work for you?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess so. I still probably would have told him to fuck off because I think that, like, that was too many times by that point, right?
No, I mean he should have said that last Saturday.
Oh, easily. Easily. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because I get people sometimes having tough times, whatever. But like to then pop back up and be like, hey, girl, hey.
Exactly. The day after you've already like flaked on me, right? And he goes,
okay, boys to men.
I know. And then he texted back, wow, period, right? And I texted back a gif of Mona from Golden Girls kind of shrugging her shoulders as if saying, I give zero fucks.
Zero fucks given.
Zero fucks given about your fucking drama. And then he said, well, I mean, I guess I get it, but I did tell you I was busy. Okay, well, that doesn't answer.
Thank you.
Exactly. Like, oh, thank you so much. Like, if there's one thing I love, it's hearing about how busy other people are. Especially when, like, they made the effort to talk to me. You know what I mean? Whatever. Meanwhile, I get a message from this other guy while this whole conversation is going on, who's this beautiful bearded Latin guy who's like a little director of some kind. Looks...
Oh, bearded Latin director.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, and by the way, Katie, like hot. I don't say that a lot. Yeah. I usually say like good looking guy, you know, like... This guy's like hot. I would say this guy like on a objective level hot, right?
Ooh, we can objectify him? Okay.
Yes. On a purely objectified level, I just want to smush that face. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that guy texted me, we started messaging on Sunday. Within the app, he's like, oh, so what's your favorite whiskey? I think I had whiskey written on my profile or whatever. And I was like, oh, I like this one or this one. He goes, oh, we should go get one. I was like, I think that sounds like a great idea. He's like, how does Tuesday sound?
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Like, off the bat,
see,
date.
See, gentlemen? That's how simple it is.
So fucking easy. No, like, let me get back to you about timing and blah. So I have a date with him tonight. Meanwhile, that guy is, like, messaging me going, I told you I was busy. You know? And I was like, listen.
Just don't respond.
Yeah. So I'm excited about the date tonight. It's going to be a good one.
Good.
And I think I think it'll be a nice refresher nonetheless. You know what I mean?
I do too. I'm excited for you. I want to rephrase. Don't ghost the other guy because I think ghosting's rude. But I think after you get your point across, be like, that's all I have to say. I hope good luck, you know. But you know how I feel about ghosting. Like, not cool.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's ghosting. But ghosting is when someone is like, in my opinion, like this guy had already canceled on dates and expected me to be like, cool. Like, I'm not going to.
No,
like,
you're
once
right.
you cancel, like, I'm done with you. Right.
You're right. He's badgering you a little, I guess.
Exactly. And then after that, like his little like tantrum that he had after the fact, I explained it out. I said, listen, like I which I'm. Little Beyonce moment, maybe, now that we're mentioning Jay-Z and Beyonce. I said, listen, it doesn't seem like you have the time to date, and I don't chase men. So, So, good, best of luck out there, but I definitely don't want to continue talking. And that was it.
Good. Okay.
And he said,
that's it.
Okay, fair. And that was it. And that was the end of it. And I felt really happy because I knew that, like, my older self would have fallen for all of those little, like, passive aggressive comments of like, wow, period. And like made me go, oh, I'm being a bitch. I need to like, you know what I mean? Like soften up and be like, no, well, I just didn't mean it that way. I just meant like, you know, and I would have let him get away with it. And it would have been another 2 weeks of him changing his schedule around and us never meeting and him just wasting my time. So.
Yeah, I agree. I'm proud of you. And I think, honestly, just open doors for better things, like your date tonight, which it sounds like you're genuinely excited for, as you should be. I think
I am.
It's important to remember how much you have to offer. And when someone doesn't want to take advantage of that, it's time to just close the book.
Yeah.
You know? So it's great.
Yeah. I'm learning, Katie. I'm doing it.
I know. I'm doing it, Peter.
It's an old Hook reference,
guys,
that you and I
if
bring
you don't
up all the time.
Know that old Hook reference, you better watch that shit. It wouldn't be Not Okay Cupid if we didn't have a random 1980s reference or song. Uh-huh. I'm surprised I haven't referenced Dead Poets Society yet, because that's one of my favorites. But we'll see. We'll get there. Mm-hmm. Stick around.
Yeah. Amazing.
But yeah, so okay, well, I think we should leave it there, because you have this date tonight, and then maybe tomorrow we'll do a little catch up to see like how it went. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
If not, if you guys don't hear it after this prelude, that means we didn't. That's how professional we are on this podcast, guys.
Super profesh. I will say, I am very much looking forward to a great glass of whiskey tonight, though. So I'm very excited about that.
Yay. I love it. I love it. Just a few pointers.
Oh.
Don't accuse him of stealing your Alexa.
I'll try.
Okay?
I'll try. Okay. I'll do my best. I don't know. I can't promise that.
Good. If he tries to kiss you with the mask on, turn around and walk away.
Okay. Deal.
Okay.
Done.
And if he brings a cat in a bag, turn around.
Tell him to go back to his girlfriend. Yeah, exactly.
Tell him to go back to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Tell
Thank you.
Also, I'm good. Did I forget it? Did I leave anything out?
Oh,
if he has a fish tank, a disgusting fish tank.
Run away.
Run.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go
and
for it.
If he has a cum bucket in his closet, just take pictures and let's talk about it on the podcast.
Get him on the podcast. deal.
Okay. All right. I think we should end this with a little bit of inspirational music to get you excited for your date.
Oh, thank you. I love that.
Let's so get that this is... date rolling.
Let's get fucked up. Just kidding. Just have a really nice, thoughtful date where you guys converse and, you know, get to know each other.
Thank you, guys. Wish me luck.
Okay, so welcome back. So here we are. It's the day after Ani's date, and we had a chance to catch up. So we actually get to hear in real time... How it went? I'm dying to know. I know nothing.
Yeah. okay. So where do I start? I was very nervous going into the date. I'm not gonna lie.
Why?
It's been a minute.
Oh, just because it's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, the attractive face on the profile certainly leaves you sort of like, oh shit. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta be on my fucking A game. So I kind of like
whereas like the dumpster faces leave you not wanting to be on your A game.
I guess like I don't feel as nervous about it then, because I'm like, it's fine. I'm the pretty one, right? But now he's kind of the pretty one, and I'm like, son of a bitch.
I love it.
We've all done it, so I don't feel alone in this mindset.
Amazing.
So he actually had gotten there early. He texted me though, saying that he was going to be late, and he texted with enough time for me to like not have called the cab yet, right?
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, exactly. Really nice. And I get there. The place that he had chosen was actually closed for the day.
Okay. Which in COVID times is not unusual.
So I get there. He picks a different place. I meet him there, and he's like, "Oh, I've got us a booth in the back." Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
And very handsome.
Good.
Like, very handsome. Not, how can I put this? Not the most up-to-date photos.
What, do you mean age-wise?
Like, he definitely, I think, you know, I guess we all do it. To some extent, I have this like weird fear of mine where I feel like I try to put almost the worst of me in terms of photos out there, right?
Okay.
Obviously stuff that I still like, but that's stuff that's very honest about what I look like, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I don't want to do the bait and switch thing. And I think a lot of like, especially like guys are always saying that women do it all the time. And it's like, yeah, well, fuck you also. You know what I mean?
But yeah.
Like, but like guys do it too. And this is definitely one of those guys that does it too.
Well, be specific. Like, are you talking about like age, wrinkles, weight? Like, what do you mean?
He was a much bigger guy than his photos had said, which is why I say, like, you know, like guys don't really age. Like, they, you don't really see changes to their face.
Just their hair. They always look better with age, right? Yeah.
Yeah, their hair or whatever, stuff like that. But like, yeah, but like these were photos that were definitely from like maybe the smaller college years.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Saved by the Bell, the college years. Yeah, got it.
Exactly. But he was very attractive. He looked like a Spanish Viking.
Oh.
Because he's got like the long hair and he's got like the beard. And he's like really like attractive, like facial symmetry, all that shit, right?
Okay.
All the stuff facial, that you like, you're
facial
like, wow.
Symmetry? That's a thing?
Yeah. Come on. That's a huge thing. Yeah. That's what they determine to be attractive.
Really?
Is if your face is symmetrical, then you are considered like objectively more attractive.
Huh.
If your face is even Steven.
I have an eye that's a little bit lower than the other eye. Not like Cyclops, but like it's just a tiny bit lower.
Yeah. Same thing. But if you look at like, say, Sloth from the Goonies, right?
Yeah.
Like that's an extreme version of non-facial symmetry. You know what I mean?
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. So you found him attractive. That's good.
Yeah. Instantly chatty. Maybe too chatty, but, you know, I think he was also nervous.
A chatty Viking. A chatty Viking. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Like, definitely talked a lot about himself and kind of in a little bit of a pompous way. Like, I could tell he was trying to, like, show off or something. You know what I mean? Like,
do you think he was nervous?
I think that he is a little bit of that personality type.
Okay.
I think that, yes, he was nervous. Like, those things are always freaking nerve-wracking, right? But I do think that it was, like, also that's the kind of guy he is, right? Like, he's, like, a director, right? And I think that with that comes a little bit of that bravado kind of personality type, right? You kind of have to be if you think that, like, you can make a film, all that stuff, like... There's just, and he's like, he is wonderfully nerdy, which I appreciated. A lot of back and forth, made sure that at least every once in a while would ask me about something and like genuinely listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good.
So overall, really good when it comes to that front. Okay, now we had like 4 drinks.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you have food?
And they were like, no.
Sorry, my mom is showing.
I know. Like, did you have yeah, because we had had whiskey.
Speaking out.
He had like a Sazerac and I had like old fashions.
Okay. Oh, man. I would be hurling.
Really? I was surprisingly fine.
Okay.
And can I just say one thing, though, that bugs me is when people drink as much as you do and then judge you on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He, like, when I asked him, when we were on our third drink, he goes, man, you have been having a stressful week.
Okay.
And, like, pointed to the glasses.
Okay.
And I was like, motherfucker, we are drink for drink. This
why
isn't
don't
even
go,
like, I lapped you or anything like that. You know
why
what
don't
mean?
You go make a movie about it, motherfucker? I don't need to hear that.
Exactly. Like, it's just, like. Why did that need to be? Well, whatever.
I don't like judgment on drinking in general, but it's also because I drink a bottle of rosé on the reg by myself. So
I do too, but I also kind of feel like, and what business is it of yours to make a judgment call on that? You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry if that seems like a lot to you. Like, I work in advertising. This is what we do. You know what I mean? You want to be a creative person? You got to deal with the levels of emotional stress that comes with.
Seriously.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, that was just a little thing. And it bugs me. My guy friends do it a lot, too, like because they don't drink at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say things like, I'm like, oh, I'm having a glass of wine, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll say something like rude like that where they'll say, oh, what are you drunk? And I'm like, no, I'm not drunk. I'm literally having a glass of wine, you know?
Yeah. Judgy McJudgerson.
It just feels super judgy. Anyways, so we like basically close out the bar because we got there around 7:30-ish or so. The bar closes at 10.
10, yeah.
Yeah, as we know, Corona times, there's no other place that's open.
Yep. You can't get the virus before 10, but after 10, you can get the virus.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yep.
So he's like, oh, I wish we could go someplace else. And I was like, well, you're not coming over to my place if that's what you're asking, right? Uh-huh. And I was like, not on a first date, right? Like, not going to happen, right?
Okay.
And he'd already said some stuff that was a little questionable, right? Like, he made an argument as to why Woody Allen is not a terrible person. And his argument was only based on the fact that he was acquitted.
Oh, for the love.
That's not why I hate. Like, it's not a legal issue of why I despise Woody Allen and why I think he's a piece of shit, right? And then at one point he also argued as to like why, understandably, he understands why people don't like Christopher Columbus, but that we should still acknowledge his accomplishments. Okay. And I said, accomplishments? And he's like, well, yeah, I mean, without him, America would never be discovered. And I said, there were people here. Like, do you mean like white people wouldn't have discovered, right, quote unquote, discovered it, right? And he goes, well, I mean, just think about it. Like, you and I would not be here right now if he didn't come over here. And I said, no. You wouldn't be here. I'm fucking Mexican. Like, I would have been here, fucker, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So anyways.
So can I ask, this might be a dense question, but did you not like him?
I was on the fence about him.
Yeah.
To be honest, I feel like I liked his face a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, like I loved his face. I thought his face was very attractive. Well, and I was like, I want to make out with that
face.
Maybe
that's
right?
What you need right now, so fuck it. Okay, maybe. Keep going.
Maybe.
Keep going.
And then the bar closed and we went outside and he's like, what are we going to do now? And I'm like, I'm going to go the fuck home. and he did not have his mask on when he went outside, right?
Okay.
So I got the hint. I took my mask off, right? Because we're not going to relive mask kisses again.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Okay.
We're going to have to take a pause here. And I'm gonna have to, just like 2 seconds, we're going to put on some music here.
Okay. I'm going to take a Xanax because I'm so anxious about what's coming. Okay. Popped it.
We are, just for a moment, we are going to step aside. We're going to have a little talk with the gentleman that listened to this podcast. Because I'm so sorry, it needs to be fucking explained. But apparently it does. Okay. Gentlemen. When you kiss somebody for the first time. Mm-hmm. I get it. Super nervous, right? Like, we can both agree. Like, everybody wants the little awkward moment and you go in for the moment, right? And it feels uncomfortable but exciting, right?
Yeah.
And you know, the girl's up against the wall, right? Like you kind of close in like the shark you are, right? Now, this is how you're supposed to kiss a woman.
Okay.
You go in, you kiss her, mouth closed, right?
Okay.
And you hold the kiss for a moment, right? Just let it sit. Just breathe in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. Then you pull back. One kiss, right? One kiss. This is at some point where she will react or not react, right?
Okay.
Her decision, her call, right? You've gone in, you've done the hard work of putting yourself out there and going in for the kiss, right?
I am so nervous where this is going.
And at this point, you're like, she's supposed to then, if she likes it and wants more of it, she will lean forward and kiss you again, right?
Yeah.
then at that point, maybe a little bit of tongue comes out, right? We're not talking fucking lizard mouth, right?
No, just playful tongue. Exploration tongue. Christopher Columbus tongue. Exactly.
A little discovery tongue, if you will, yeah. Right? Don't jam your fucking tongue down her throat, right?
No.
And not the time for you to also show off all your kissing moves, right? Save that, right? Like, wait for that moment to happen a little bit later, right?
Did he do also, all of them?
Also, it must be said, your mouth and how much you open your mouth shouldn't actually envelop all of her mouth.
Did you feel all of his teeth?
I felt like I got sexually harassed by a kiss, is all I'm gonna say.
Wow.
It was one of the worst kisses I've ever had.
Oh no.
And it was so aggressive that I, at one point, finally pushed him away. Right?
Yeah.
Like, physically pushed him off of me.
Okay.
And was like, okay, I'm gonna call a cab.
Oh,
right?
No.
I called the cab, and then he went in for a second kiss, where he proceeded to, do a tongue-rolling action is the only way I can...
Oh, no.
Do you remember that dance move in Clueless where they go, rolling with the homies?
Yeah.
He
can do that with his tongue?
But, like, with his mouth fully gaping open and his tongue jammed into my mouth forcibly and then rolling with the homies inside my fucking mouth.
Okay, I have a thought. One, that sounds awful. I'm sorry that you were assaulted with spit and all of that. But on the plus side, he can do rolling with the homies with his tongue. I mean,
I don't give a flying fuck, Katie.
Pretty good. You could teach him, Ani. He's attractive. No? Nothing? No? Okay.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. There was a part of me that was like, well, Munoz, it's been a while. Maybe you just need to, like, you know,
spring clean.
Yeah, right? Like, spring clean this shit out. Get out of the funk, right?
That's kind of where I'm going with this, is like, okay.
But then the other half of me is like, if the kiss is any indication of how it's
going to
be.
He's just going to jam it in. Yeah, he's just going to jam it in.
And he's going to think that he's this Casanova of the bedroom. And the entire time I'm going to be like, oh God, this is so
cringy. Well, he did learn from, Woody Allen. So let's be honest, he's not the best lover, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
that's true. And he, exactly.
God.
Exactly.
So what did you do? Were you just like, I gotta go?
Basically, yeah. And I know this sounds awful, and I feel like one of those gross, like, I don't know, like, I feel like what it must feel like to... It would be like what it would be like to date somebody that you know is in it only for the money, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm dating that person because, like, I'm only in it, to be honest, for the face. Because I find his face attractive.
He gives good
and
face.
And every other part of him, I'm like, ooh, God.
He gives good face. Okay, so you're not going to settle. So let's just cut it off right here. That was it. That was like, okay, date. You had fun.
But am I just being judgy? Do I need to, like...
I mean... To be honest, if it were me, I'd probably go out with him again and just see what happens on date two. But if you're not feeling it, don't do it, you know? I mean, don't stop dating. But if I were you, I'd go out with him again. And I think maybe next time guide him a little bit because he might just need tongue guidance. I don't know.
God.
Like, I mean, I want to be like, okay, the first kiss should be like chemistry, like fireworks, like that's when it, but like maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe it needs a little help, but it's ultimately like, I
think, figure out why I can't find the middle. Like, I found the guy that jams his tongue down my throat and won't stop doing it, and then I find the guy that can't even take his mask off to kiss me. Like,
right,
why why can't I just find the middle, Katie? I don't get it. It doesn't seem like a difficult request.
I know.
I'm just asking for not the extremes. You know
I know.
What I mean?
Yeah, I do know. I do know. I mean, it's up to you. I don't want to tell you to go out with someone that you don't, you're not into, because like that's not a good friend. But I would say if you're like, oh, maybe, then do it. You know, like if you think you may be being a little bit harsh, it's hard for me to judge on this one, to be totally honest. It doesn't sound like you're that into him, so.
Yeah, I don't think I am.
It might be worth just stepping off this slobber train and on to the next. I also want to know, like, okay, so rolling with the homies. You said he tried other moves. What, like, what else is there? We know there's the dart where he just darts in and out aggressively. Like,
there was the dart. There was a lot of the dart. There was rolling with the homies.
Was there any biting? Was there biting?
There was what I'm going to call the big mouth bass, which is like for him to completely open his mouth and put it all over my mouth to where he's even over my lips, kind of thing.
Ew.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just full face sucking, you know?
Yeah.
There was the bite. He did the bite. Okay. You know, like the lower lip bite or whatever. It was as if he was proving to me that he could do all the things for kissing. And I was like, what? Like,
maybe he was nervous and maybe he just likes you and wanted to try all of it. I don't know.
I guess so.
Did you feel anything at all? Were you like, oh man, I feel something, or like nothing?
No. I know that sounds awful. It felt very assaulting.
Let's move on. Let's move on. Cause like you should at least feel something, you know?
I know. Cause I kept thinking like, it felt like a middle school kiss, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, you remember that feeling in middle school when you felt kind of embarrassed afterwards?
No,
it felt like that.
Yeah, I was a nerd. Oh. Nope.
Well, I guess my first kiss was like when I was like 16, and it was literally like all my friends walked away. It was just me and the guy, right?
Yeah.
And then he went to kiss me, and he did the same fucking thing of like jammed his tongue, like not even a normal kiss, like jammed his tongue into my mouth and then like rolled it around there. Ugh, it was horrendous. Also, like, and I just remember feeling gross afterwards, like assaulted and gross and, you know, uncomfortable. And it felt a lot like that, you know?
Well, I don't want to shame anyone for being a bad kisser, but I also think it's not that hard. Like, there's a lot of porn. Like, just watch it for like 5 minutes, right? And like, figure it out. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess I just don't see the rush of like getting to like 60. You know, this isn't a Tesla. Like, this is a moment. Like, let's just have a nice, normal church kiss in the beginning.
Maybe he liked you.
And read the room.
Maybe he liked you, but also
read the room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because
it almost seemed as if, like, he's like, if I don't get it in now, I'm never. And it's like, Jesus Christ, dude. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess. Man, well, that sucks. I thought this was a full speed Vikings ahead.
I know,
ahead.
Me too. Because he was so attractive. I even texted you. I was like, oh, he's attractive.
Yeah.
And he bought me drinks, which was really cool. And that's been one of the first guys that's done that in a while. So that's sad, but true. You know,
have you heard from him today?
Not today, but he did text me that night and was like, maybe I can come over next time. We can watch a movie, blah, blah, blah. We can watch Blade Runner because I've never seen Blade Runner. And he was like insistent about me watching it.
You've never seen Blade Runner? Get the fuck out of here.
I know.
All right.
Katie. I know my flaws.
He needs to do some homework, and you also need to do some homework. So that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I would say if you want to get some. But if you don't want to, then don't. You know, this is really serious advice here on Not Okay Cupid. If you want to get some, get some.
Get
and
some.
And if you don't.
And if you don't.
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 The reason I say that is because it sounds like the ball's in your court, and if that's something that you want, take it. And if it's not, then don't. You know?
You've got the power. I got the power. Just always current pop culture topics always. Here on OK, Not OK
always.
Cupid.
Always. Well, on to the next, I guess. But at least we got a real-time update, so that's good.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Okay, well, keep on swiping.
I'll keep on swiping. I'm gonna be the swiper swiping constantly for the rest of my life.
No. Well, at least you won't have to talk about Woody Allen for the rest of your life. So
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. And Roman Polanski. You know,
oh, like God. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for the update. That is this week's episode of Not OK Cupid. We are available on SoundCloud, Spotify, Spreaker, iTunes, Amazon Alexa, or wherever you get your podcasts. Yeah. So thanks everyone for listening, and we'll be back real soon.
And please, please take our advice on the kissing thing.
Watch some
porn. For like a minute.
Watch
just try porn. It. I would say watch some rom-coms first and then get to porn. Build up to porn, guys. All right.
Okay, bye.